Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Godfather of Soul. Brother James bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sarah Heiner is here. She's the president and CEO of Bottom Line Publications, second generation amazing American publishing success story. Bottomlineinc.com, is that right?
You got it right.
Bottomlineinc.com.
And that blog we were just talking about, I have a new blog out today.
Right.
On the website.
The new one now is The Hidden Excuses?
That one, I think, was a week or two ago.
Week ago, okay.
Yes. Today is actually about go through your mail. Appreciate your mail. I've decided mail, we need a renaissance of mail. It's such a luxurious experience.
Yeah, I agree.
Your mail.
I love the mail. I'm old school. I love the. I'm a 21st century guy on the mail thing. So, folks,
but
check it out.
You can take your time. You can. Like, it's just lovely.
Yeah, especially the catalogs. You got to take spend time with the catalogs.
Yeah.
Hey, Sarah, I want to talk about money, because one of the great articles in your most recent Bottom Line publication, print publication, is about our lifelong beliefs about money and how it impacts our financial future. Talk to us about that.
So it's so funny. We were just talking about excuses and the stories that we tell ourselves or the excuses we make. Well, in the world of money, we all have a long list. There's something that happened. There's some perception that we have about money, either that money's good or money's bad or money's the key to success.
How about I don't have any?
I don't have any because, right?
Well,
I don't have any because I think it's evil and I don't want it.
Oh.
Or
I don't have
any because, like, there's all sorts of reasons that people have, and you become trapped by these. So right now, there's a huge message that's going on that money's evil, right? Those evil capitalists, those evil billionaires, right? So deep inside then, what ends up happening when you tell someone when someone has the story of money's bad, how much are they going to try to be successful? They're going to be embarrassed of being successful.
Well, we have to stop that. We have to stop that baloney, because the people that you and I help with money that we carve out to help people, they don't think money's bad. They're happy when we help them and there's just too much benevolence that goes on. But the thing that I think is the problem with our beliefs about money is that we need that when we have it, we'll become happy. That's the big thing to me.
Some people have that. Some people think money will buy happiness. And that becomes insatiable. So those people become workaholics.
And it's a lie.
I need more.
Money buys you options. It doesn't buy you happiness. And you and I both know extremely rich people. I'm talking about dirty, filthy, unbelievably over-the-top rich people who aren't happy at all.
They're miserable. Yes.
Not all of them.
But we have all
of them. But they're examples of these people who, when you look at them, you say, whoa, wait a minute. They're rich. Why aren't they happy? Well, it's because money doesn't make you happy.
Well, or because now go to another space. So money, they think that there are those that think that money's the score of their success, right? The more money I have,
right.
That much
it's how
I
they keep
success.
Score, right?
But they keep score, right? But somewhere inside, that belies if deep inside you have some other insecurity. So you just have this insatiable need to feed it. You know, there is an array of money excuses that we all have.
Yeah.
It comes from whatever our upbringing was, whatever we were surrounded by. And sometimes if your parents said money's bad, then you absorb that.
Right.
And sometimes you go the other way. If your parents said money's bad, you went, oh, forget you. I think money's great. You kind of go to the other extreme, and you have an insatiable appetite for it. The key thing, like with the excuses, is to be aware of it and to see how that's driving your life. And we don't know that money is one of the most important factors in our lives, right? So, again, money, you need money in order to live, feed, enjoy, educate, all of that sort of thing. But you need to become aware of it.
Well, and the thing that you talk about keeping score. You know, that's the, one of the ways that small business owners keep score about their success. But what happens way too often, the thing that I worry about for entrepreneurs, for especially small business owners, is we think that by working hard and making more money and providing a better life for our families, that that's the goal. But if you do all that without checking in with your kids and seeing if they still want to talk to you, or making sure you haven't missed too many ball games or whatever, the money won't make up for that.
No. No, it will not. And there are those that, as we said, they become workaholic. If you think that money's going to solve your problem, you become a workaholic. There are those that think that money can't be spent, right? You know, you want to work hard to provide for your family, but you're so afraid of spending it that you never enjoy it. You never take your family on that vacation, mm-hmm. right? So you want to get over that. You want to be able to, you want to see what you're doing, and then you want to look at your life and realize how you've set up your life to reinforce that. If you're frugal, you probably hang around with other frugal people. If you're showy, you probably hang around with other showy people. So now I've got the Maserati, I've got the Ferrari, my house is 5,000 square feet, my house is 6,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to look around and say, okay, I've structured my life to reinforce this.
And you need to trace all this back to your values, don't you? These become your attitude about money. Oftentimes is a neon sign about your values. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yes, you come back. It started someplace, somewhere in your childhood, somewhere in your upbringing, somewhere in your environment. You created that rule about money. So you need to look mm-hmm. back at it and realize that you made this decision as a child, right? So that may not be true.
And also
go recreate it. How do you want it to be in your life?
That all these things, as you kind of alluded to earlier, Sarah, have an impact on your children, one way or the other. And so I think you have an obligation to help your children understand money as well. Tintail, right back with Sarah Heiner. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.